News release. South Simcoe Police. The South Simcoe Police Service charged four people with impaired driving-related offenses over the weekend. Three of the four occurrences involved collisions, including a vehicle into a tree, another into a ditch, and yet another where multiple parked cars were struck. On Sunday, September 25, 2022, at approximately 12:50 a.m., police were called to the area of Blue Dasher Boulevard and Sundragon Trail in the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury regarding a vehicle that had struck multiple parked cars. As a result of an investigation, 58-year-old Trong Vu of Bradford was charged with dangerous operation, operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. On Saturday, September 24, 2022 at approximately 10:30 p.m., police conducted a traffic stop after responding to a disturbance inside a vehicle in the area of Berry Street and Scanlon Avenue in the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury. As a result of an investigation, 24-year-old Tanner Smith of Bradford was charged with operation while impaired. On Friday, September 23, 2022 at approximately 11:25 p.m., police responded to a single vehicle into a tree in the area of Trailside Drive and Vista Drive in the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury. There were no injuries. As a result of an investigation, 35-year-old Sydney Pereira of Bradford was charged with operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol and dangerous operation. On Friday, September 23, 2022 at approximately 7:30 p.m., police responded to a report of a vehicle in a ditch at the intersection of 20th Side Road and 3rd Line in the town of Innisfil. There were no injuries. As a result of an investigation, 35-year-old Kayla Russell of Milton was charged with operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. The accused had their license suspended for 90 days and their vehicle impounded for 7 days. 100% of impaired driving incidents are preventable and not worth the risk. Make good choices and do your part for road safety. Impaired driving is a crime in progress. Call 911 if you see a suspected impaired driver. Thank you to the citizens who work with us to help keep our roads safe.